Well, good morning, listeners. Welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this Monday, the 2nd of March, first week of autumn. Believe it. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne. F1 heavyweight calls for size driving Grand Prix overhaul, but McLaren boss Zak Brown doesn't have the support of his star, Oscar Piastri. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, women's football, soccer, the glaring which could stop Matilda's Asia Cup, I suppose, a fairy tale finish on home soil. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, NRL, how cashed up PNG, Papua New Guinea, could haunt the Broncos with born-again Broncos gym at Shibusaki in the Chiefs' sights. Let's have a look at motorsport. Of course, how big will it be in Melbourne next weekend? The Albert Park comes alive with the supercars and the Melbourne Super Sprint, and of course, Formula One Grand Prix, the opening round for 2026. All that will be happening. And just take a look tomorrow, because Oscar Piastri, he could be just driving Cam Waters' Mustang at Call Park. That should be very interesting. As we said, huge weekend coming up next weekend. Be there. Last year, nearly 500,000 people attended. Well, should be a fantastic end of motorsport. In horse racing, listeners, a little bit of sad news there with Melbourne legend Maccabi Diva passing away at age 27 over the weekend after a sudden battle with colic. Legend of Australian sport and horse racing, the iconic mare remains the only horse to have won three consecutive Melbourne Cups. The mare also produced 9 foals and was entered into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame in 2006. Rugby Union, Super Rugby Round 3 will Friday night at St. Queensland Reds defeated the Highlanders 31-14. The return of Burley Wallaby skipper Harry Wilson proved immense in defence, and Wallabies fly half Carter Gordon had a strong game. Next up, the Reds will take on the ACT Brumbies in Canberra on Saturday night. Brumbies, they've won 3 from 3. In the AFL, well, the pre-season last Thursday switched. Brisbane Lions 126 defeated the Gold Coast Suns 101 with 4 goals from Logan Morris, helping to secure a win for the Lions. Opening round this week for the AFL, Thursday, Swans take on Carlton. SCG Friday night, the Gold Coast will take on Geelong. Saturday, GWS and Hawthorn. And of course, the Lions will take on the West Dogs at the Gabba. That'll be a sellout. And on Sunday, St Kilda will take on Collingwood at the MCG. Now, the Moreton Bay Lions AFL, they're looking for girls under 15 and boys under 17 to join their 2026 squads. Check out their Facebook page, get fit, make friends and have fun. That's all we can say. And the QAFL and the QAFL Women's Comp, that starts on the 28th of March, and all the pre-season games commenced over the weekend for Caloundra, Maroochydore, Noosa and Bay. Looking forward to following that with interest as well. In cricket, well, the Men's T20 World Cup semi-finals, New Zealand will take on South Africa and England will take on India. The only big surprise there, of course, the Aussies were eliminated. And Australia defeated India in the Women's One Day International Series 3-0 after they won Game 3 yesterday in Hobart, 185 runs, thanks to 158 by retiring cricketer Alyssa Healy. And in the Sheffield Shield, Queensland will take on Western Australia this day in Brisbane, second last game of the Shield competition. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back to talk more things cricket, this time about the Caboolture First Grade Men's in the Sunshine Coast. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 1.5 FM. And continuing on, as we said, with the cricket from the Sunshine Coast in the men's first grade, round 21, a two-dayer. Caboolture taking on Maroochydore. Believe it or not, that was 1-2. Saw Caboolture dismiss Maroochydore for 149, with Mitchell Buckley taking 5 for 26 off 14 overs. Snakes keeper Daniel Williamson also took 6 catches, and in reply, the Snakes are 2 for 58. Close match. That's what you'd expect when one plays two. The senior women, T20 grand final. Today, the Hawks will take on Caloundra. And in the juniors yesterday, well done to Caboolture under 14A and under 14Bs. They both won their games. And in the under 14B, Sam Klein, must be a cricketer of the future, defeated Caloundra. He took 4 for 14 and scored 54. In basketball, well, congratulations to Townsville on winning the Women's National Basketball League competition. Now, they won game one last Thursday over Perth, 88-79. And Courtney Woods scoring 22 points. And in game two yesterday in Perth, they defeated the Perth Lynx 108-105 in overtime to claim their 5th all-time title. Well done to Townsville, winning the Women's National Basketball League competition. And the Moreton Bay Suns, well, they had a big day last Saturday with their final pre-season games before the Queensland State League competitions commence next weekend in five divisions. Getting ready for that, and well done to the Boomers, who defeated Guam and the Philippines in their Asian qualifiers the last couple of days. Caboolture Netball will the ladies. Monday, A-grade competition round five tonight, and can you believe it? It won V2 in that as well, because Just for Fun will be taking on the Sonics, so it should be a great game there. In football, a round ball game, Liverpool defeated West Ham, but a major upset. Last place Wolves, that's right, last place, certain to be relegated. They defeated Aston Villa 2-0, only second win of the season in round 27. Arsenal on top of the ladder on 64, Man City 59, Aston Villa and Man United both on 51. Men's A-League, at home round 19 on Saturday, the Roar and Perth Glory, well, they won all draw. Chris Long, goal for the Roar, now sitting eighth, I should say, only 2 points outside the top six. And for the Women's A-League, it was a bye on the weekend. And in the Women's Asian Cup qualifications, that started yesterday in Perth. The Matildas defeated the Philippines 1-0. And there'll be games in Sydney and the Gold Coast over the next 2 weeks for the 12 teams. In the local competition, the Men's National Premier League, round two after the weekend, Brisbane City defeated Moreton City 2-0. And in round four, the Women's Olympic defeated the Sunshine Coast Wanderers 2-0. And in the Football Queensland Premier League, Men Division 1, Caboolture, round two, they defeated Robina 3-0, now 2-2. And just to finish our Monday sports roundup, Rugby League, the NRL opening round, game one, on the weekend, and two games in Las Vegas. The Knights defeated the Cowboys 28-18 and the Bulldogs 15 defeated the Dragons 14 in Golden Point, thanks to a field goal by Stephen Crichton in the 89th minute. This Friday, the Broncos will take on the Panthers at Suncor, and then on Sunday, the Dolphins will take on the Rabbits, also at Suncor. So big weekend coming up with the rest of round one NRL. Looking forward to that. Have a great week, listeners, and look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.